My name is Richard P. Kern, Captain, United States Air Force. Serial number AO936812. A pilot of the 47th Tactical Fighter Squadron. I was born on the 29th of July, 1924, in Akron, Ohio, USA. I took off from Yuban Air Base in Thailand on the 24th of July, 1965. I was shot down on a cover mission over North Vietnam. I landed in a bamboo grove on the side of a mountain, and in the rain, I could not keep dry. I was severely wounded in the left leg, and my right knee was very numb. I had received burns on the right side of my face. I attempted to hide, but was not able to move very well. I was captured shortly after by several Vietnamese people. They took me to a small farm community. They dressed my wounds temporarily, and I was taken from this point to a military installation where I was held for approximately 2 hours. From there, I was taken to this camp where I have been well treated, and the medical aid to recover my wounds has been very adequate. The burns on my face have recovered very well. My left leg has also recovered. I feel that the Vietnamese people are very humane in their treatment towards me. The Vietnamese people have shown by their increasing resistance their determination to win, and will show even more determination in the ensuing months to win the present fight. My name is Robert Norland Daughtry, Captain in the United States Air Force, AO305-6891. I was born on 5 October 1933 in Eagle Pass, Texas, USA. As a member of the 12th Tactical Fighter Squadron, I took off on August 2nd, 1965 from Quad Air Force Base, Thailand, to attack the Phan Hoa Bridge. Upon approaching the target area, I saw that the bridge was very heavily defended. I was very anxious and scared when I saw the amount of flak. At about the time of bomb release, I felt my F-105 receive a hit. Almost immediately, the aircraft went uncontrollable. I ejected. During the ejection, the wind blast broke both of my arms, and upon landing on the ground, I was unable to stand up. The people of Phan Hoa recovered me from the middle of a rice field in which I had landed. They carried me to a hospital where I received immediate medical attention. Afterwards, I was transported to this camp, and I am recovering very nicely. The Vietnamese people have been more than generous in their care for me. The humanitarian treatment given to me by the Vietnamese people is more than I had imagined it would be before my capture, and I am very grateful for that. I feel that I am very lucky to be alive after having attacked such a difficult target as the Phan Hoa Bridge. I have heard from my fellow pilots that it is a very difficult target and many aircraft have been shot down while attacking the bridge. I feel that the Vietnamese people are very determined to defend their country.